Knox and Boos from the State Press. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 30th of June, 1914, page 6, column 4, died a born-in, from the Albany Herald. We note with great satisfaction that the fight to repeal the present tax act seems to have almost died a born-in. True, the measure is still supposed to be on the way to a vote, but there is every indication that should it ever pass from the committee to which it was referred, it will meet the overwhelming defeat which it so richly deserves. Added to his popularity, from the Rockmart News, that Mr. Dorsey is a splendid gentleman, a gifted lawyer, a wise politician, and a loyal friend is certain. He is young and will grow in all of the graces that make a statesman. By declining to run, he has not put behind him political preferment, but has added to his popularity. Doesn't need a press agent, from the Decatur New Era. Little Joe Brown is the only Georgia politician who doesn't need a press agent and never has to pay for space. Whether the papers cuss him or praise him, they all consider a card from Little Joe as the best feature they can get, and all that is needed is an inkling that he is ready to give out a statement to send a half dozen reporters on the keen jump to Marietta. Ought to feel complimented, from the Winder News. Census Bill ought to feel complimented. He is the only one running for governor of Georgia who can claim every taxpayer in the United States as a contributor to his campaign fund. Never can tell. From the Alpharetta Free Press. What Joe Brown has said might fill a mustard seed, but it may grow to fill a seat in the United States Senate. You can never tell about this little man, ungenerous and unkind, from the Forsyth Advertiser. How ungenerous of some of the papers to suggest that Willie J. Census Enumerator Harris resign. Why be so unkind as to want him to lose both the gubernatorial and the census jobs? Have a heart, have him treed, from the Jackson Progress. The prohibitionists seem to have Tom Felder treed, building for the future, from the Macon News. Mr. Dorsey has shown himself a man of excellent judgment, who can abide his ambition yet a while. He has lifted himself much higher in the estimation of thousands than he would have done if he had consented to run for governor. That, far more than his conviction of Leo Frank, stamps him as the kind of man in whom the people of the whole state may yet find it a pleasure to repose a trust and a confidence. Good for Dorsey. From the Augusta Chronicle. Solicitor Hugh Dorsey's statement is a manly one, straightforward and very commendable. Mr. Dorsey has spoken finely. By the position he has taken in reply to the requests upon him to run for high office, he has so firmly established himself in the esteem and confidence of the people that the future is full of political promise for him. Wanted to see the scrap. From the Tifton Gazette. The Gazette is rather disappointed that Tom Harwick refused a joint debate with John Cooper. We would have taken the same active interest in a scrap between these men that we would have felt in a zealous dogfight with the question of ownership eliminated. A boost for Walker, from the Gainesville Herald. Clifford Walker of Monroe has announced his candidacy for Attorney General of Georgia, and the Herald, knowing Mr. Walker as it does, takes pleasure in advocating his election. Cliff Walker is a man of unimpeachable character, a good lawyer and an ideal citizen. If elected, he will make the state a most excellent Attorney General. The situation in a nutshell, from the Richland News. Jack Slayton is giving Felder and Hardwick what J.R. Smith is giving Joe Brown, what Cooper is giving them all, and what Patty gave the drum. Having trouble, from the Nashville, Georgia Herald. Some of the candidates are having a hard time explaining their many angled views on the prohibition question. When a man's record is crooked on the prohibition question, explanations only serve to further befuddle him.